From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Israeli forces have rolled into the southern Gaza Strip and have launched airstrikes on at least two bridges as Israel presses for the release of a captured Israeli soldier. Israeli helicopters also attacked a Palestinian power plant this evening, causing a power outage across Gaza City. Meantime, today, two rival Palestinian factions say they've actually agreed on a common political program, at least on paper. Fatah and Hamas say the document was drafted by prisoners in Israeli jails. It aims to end violence that has claimed dozens of lives in the past few months and paves the way for a possible power-sharing arrangement. But not all in Hamas have signed off, suggesting deep internal divisions within Hamas. From Gaza, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The so-called prisoners' document calls for the creation of a Palestinian state alongside Israel within borders that existed before the 1967 Arab-Israeli War. It also asserts the right of return of Palestinian refugees to land which is now part of Israel proper. But leaders on the ground in Gaza have less lofty, immediate goals. End the running battles between Fatah and Hamas gunmen on Gaza streets. Samir Musharawi, a Fatah leader here, was a chief negotiator with Hamas.
So we hope that this document will provide the base for an end of all kind of tension and internal conflicts.
Musharawi, guarded by 10 heavily armed young militants, says he hopes the agreement leads to national unity government, genuine power sharing, and an easing of crippling international sanctions. But neither side appears convinced that it will. Asked if the agreement will end inter-Palestinian fighting, Hamas leader Khalid Abu Layla says, to be honest, I don't think it will at all. Fatah officials say that Hamas signing off on the document inches the militant Islamists towards recognizing the Jewish state's right to exist. Abu Layla says that's nonsense.
Our principles and statements are clear. We will never recognize Israel.
In the complex, turbulent chess match of current Palestinian politics, many say today's agreement simply highlights the growing splits within Hamas. A more radical exile leadership based in Syria and led by Khalid Mashal today said there is no deal yet. Musa Abu Marzouk, a top Hamas official, told reporters in Damascus, "We hope within the next few days we'll reach an agreement on a joint agenda, but not today." Many analysts believe Khalid Mashal approved the deadly weekend attack on an Israeli border post. They say it was aimed in part at sabotaging any Hamas-Fatah agreement that might lead to a resumption of peace talks with Israel. Analyst Jihad Hamed heads the Independent Center for Strategic Studies in Gaza. He says this weekend's attack showed the exile leadership flexing its muscle and commitment to a militarist program.
It seems to me that this is part of their agenda to get out from the whole political and dispute within the Palestinian society, to go for a military operation, to make it clear to all players in this conflict that the outsider, they are the decision maker when it comes to the critical issues.
Nabil Abu Rodena, a Fatah lawmaker, says the splits within Hamas make it hard at times to tell just who is in charge of the group.
That could be one of the obstacles that we are all facing, us and the Israelis and the world.
Hamas's January election win catapulted a militant group that uses terrorist tactics, what Hamas calls resistance, to the political leadership of the Palestinian Authority. That quick rise, analysts say, was bound to create splits. Qais Abdul Karim, an independent lawmaker with ties to Fatah, says Hamas leaders were under intense pressure from their militant base to respond to the recent civilian deaths from Israeli airstrikes.
Ever since their success in the elections, they called for self-restraint for the first time in their history, so there's this internal tension.
Hamas spokesman Ghazi Hamed called the idea of big divisions within Hamas a big lie. Khalid Abu Layla, the Gaza Hamas leader, concedes there are splits, but he insists they're like those in any large movement.
Our disagreements are like those within the Israeli leaderships on big issues. It is the same inside Hamas. Like on this weekend's military operation, there were different points of view about it, but still we are one movement.
For Israel, the prisoners' document agreement signed today was always a non-starter. Israeli officials called it irrelevant. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Gaza.